glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Matthew 28, verse 19 says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's Matthew 28, 19. And if you've been tuning in to Mark and Friends this week, you know that's part of the Memorization Monday verse right there, Matthew 28, 19. Good to hang out with you today. It is Joey Kroll, and it's Thursday, February 4th, 2021. And every Thursday, I have the great privilege and joy to be the guest host. And I've been doing it for quite some time now, and it's been a staple in my week. And I pray that it's been a blessing to you each and every time you tune in. Well, this weekend is going to be pretty cold. So I think Sunday, they're talking about roughly like a high of like 7, 8, 9, 10 degrees above zero. That's just the high. So it's going to be a cold weekend, and I guess the groundhog saw its shadow in on Tuesday, and so that means, what, like 6 more years of winter? I don't know, 6 more weeks, so whatever. Hey, at the end of the day, God has the final say anyways. Amen. He really does. But anyways, hey, it's 4 days into the brand new month of February. Hey, be on the lookout for the Prime Live Times. It's a publication that's part of the wing, so to speak, of this ministry. It's informative, engaging, and positive. Some great stories here this month in the month of February. You can find out where you can get your copy, your free copy of Prime Life Times, by visiting primelifetimes.com. Click on that distribution list, and there are countless locations throughout the listening area and beyond where you can get your copy. Or you can swing on by at the Great News Radio Center in Urbana, or if you're part of the WLUJ family, at the WLUJ Studios in Springfield. More details on primelifetimes.com. Well, you know, this season that we've been in has been, well, difficult for many of us, including pastors, oh, bless their hearts, but also for parents. Parents, you know, remote learning and doing school from home, and right now in our family, our daughter Hannah, who's just about to be turning 15, she does half-day classes, so she gets to school at 8 o'clock, and she's done by 11:30, and so in the middle of our day, we have to go pick her up and all that fun stuff, and so it's been a wild run for parents during this COVID season, and so today for Mark and Friends, we're going to celebrate moms. We're going to talk about super mom. You know, because, you know, there's this notion out there called a perfect mom. It's a notion. It's not only impossible, it's actually tragic. I mean, it will ruin somebody's confidence and well-being today. And so we're going to hear Christian comedian Sally Baucke. She shares funny personal stories as she addresses the emotional strain that unrealistic expectations that are put on mothers today. And so I think you'll be encouraged. You'll laugh, but friend, you'll be edified by the end of today's program. And so let's hear about Super Mom with Christian comedian Sally Baucke.
With me. I love that guy, but that name is bad. Anyways, oh, I'm so excited to be here. I love being with other moms the most, and you guys are awesome. This has been an awesome day so far. I've been looking so forward to this. Let me just ask you, do you miss your kids yet? But you know, I always feel kind of guilty when I leave. Do you get that mother guilt when you leave? You know, it just seems like everything falls apart when I leave. I can hear it now. Everything just kind of falls apart. You know what? You can't stay in the house forever though. I've just gotten so I take the oldest boy And I put a bottle in one hand and a box of Teddy Grahams in the other, and I just plop them down on the sofa in front of the TV and say, see ya. And I know all that TV is supposed to be bad for their brain, but I think, he has a master's degree. He should be okay. But I do have standards, though, don't get me wrong. Before I leave, I go, honey, no NASCAR. That's supposed to be really funny. That's hilarious to me. But and he has a tantrum, of course. But then I get back in my minivan, always in the minivan. You know, I always tell my husband, I am not on a steering committee. I am the steering committee. That's all I do. And don't come up and tell me later that you have an SUV or a station wagon. They're all kid haulers, okay? I don't care. I'm talking about hauling kids. I feel like I'm in there all the time. And this year, I've installed a microwave and a shower so I can cook dinner and shave my legs without even pulling over. Although it's kind of hard, you know, to get the ends, to get the bottom. It's hard to reach those. Remember, like, kind of in your, when you're pregnant, you can't even, like, see your ankles, much less shave them. Do you remember that? By, like, the ninth month, you know, you can only reach so far, so you just end up prancing into the labor and delivery room like a Clydesdale. But you know, sometimes it's just too hard to reach, so I just braid them and put little beads on the end. Makes it look like I've been in Cancun. I have to tell you, and I fully get it. I mean, as a former trauma nurse, I really do get it that distracted driving is a problem. I'm not making light of that. But if you really want to help me not be distracted while I'm driving, don't take away my cell phone. Take away my children. Please. And I mean, it's really not so much the children. Of course, I adore them to death. It's the things that you have to do with the children in the car. Like answer mind-numbing questions over and over till you slip into a coma. You have to referee. Sing silly songs with Larry. And then, of course, there's the ultimate thing that you have to do with your, when the children are in the car. You know what I'm talking about? You have to feed them in the car. Because I don't know about you girls, but some days I am so busy, it's just drive in, drive through, and drive on. You know what I'm saying? So to me, the bigger threat to my safety is not a cell phone. It's dipping sauces. I can't tell you how many times I have almost bit the dust trying to dip a nugget into a vat of ranch or sweet and sour sauce while I'm driving. Thank you. She does it too. You know what I mean? You sit there, right? You're trying to balance the hot nuggets on one thigh. Trying to keep the grease from staining your sweatpants. And then you're reaching in the bag. You're trying to see, you know, if it's what you want. You're trying to drive and you're trying to feel for the little tab to pull off the little curtain, right? So you can't do it with your hands, so you get your tooth. Trying to peel it off, you're steering, balancing, and then you know what, half the time I can't get it, so then I just take my ring and I poke a hole in the top of it. There you go. You know, kind of wipe that off. But since I am on the steering committee, I'm always trying to steer my kids in the right direction, just like you guys. And you know what, sometimes that means you just got to run them over. Oh, I don't mean like that. Come on, let's just pretend we miss them here a little bit, girls. We're horrible people. I'm talking about discipline. Discipline. Sometimes, you know, you just got to take the lead. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I hear myself disciplining, I kind of wonder who's running over who. See if you've ever heard yourself do this. Okay, you guys up there, quit screaming! Little brats. All right, that's it. patient. And you quit hitting. Boom! I hear a little self-recognition in the laughter up there. Oh, my gosh. And sometimes I just think, that's it. I am going to blow. I've had it with you guys, and I just about... And I think, Sally, get your Christian on. Get your Christian on. And I look over at my WWJD bracelet. I tell you all this just to let you know I'm just a regular mom, just like anybody. And you know, it's a hard job. And sometimes you ever feel like you're just not doing maybe as good a job as everyone else? I kind of do. Especially when I'm around those mothers. I call them mother superiors. You know some. You're probably sitting next to one. And she thinks she's sitting next to you. I see the elbows flying. You know these mothers. You know their children. Their children are all just a little too perfect. Okay? They have perfect manners. They get fabulous grades. They're always dressed. Even in the backyard. Take 4 classes a day, okay? But you know, and these moms, they always have proof. They always have, you know, every 10 minutes they have a new picture of their children, right? Really. Oh, and their children are so beautifully smiling about their childhoods. They're perfectly coiffed. And for me, gals, once a year was about all I could handle to get all 3 of my boys with a haircut, dressed, and, you know, to a photo, it was all I could handle. Once a year, maybe. And I only did it even that time. It was a little like playing whack-a-mole for me. You know? With my 3 boys, I'd get the one ready, and he'd be all ready, and he'd go out, and I'd get started on the second one, and then the first one's out playing in the mulch pile. Yeah, and then I bring him and get him cleaned up, and the second one's finger painting on the third one's face. And then they're all like, hungry, we need snacks. You know, and I try to get them all in, let's feed them, bathe them, dress them, feed them, bathe them, dress them, feed them, bathe them, dress them. Spencer Cooper Camden, Spencer Cooper. You know, and then you put them in the car and you take them to the photographer and you set them down and you go, smile. You're having a happy childhood. And I always bought the whole package if only one boy was bleeding in the picture. That was it. I was sold. Oh, Spencer Cooper Camden. That's another thing. These mother superiors, they all have children with these magnificent, wonderful, meaningful names. And you know, they all not only have the names, but they have them in plaques plastered on their walls with the names and the meanings. Have you seen this? You know, names like Gabriel, hero of God. Elizabeth, God is my oath. Alexander, faithful warrior. I have a son named Cooper. It means barrel maker. I didn't even look up Camden's name. It's probably Greek for con artist or something. Just better not to know. And you know, these mother superiors, they're also nutritionally superior as well. I'd go to playgroup and they're, you know, feeding their children little organic flax puffies. Or hand-pressed pomegranate juicy tidbits. No artificial nothing. And I didn't know that when I shouted out to my children, hey, be sure you guys eat your Pop-Tart before your ding-dong. Motherhood, when you think about it, is just so permanent. There's no better word to describe it, is there? Oh, my goodness. Oh, it is permanent. Such a permanent thing. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just think, you know, I'd kind of like to put that minivan in autopilot. And some things I think I have done just that. In fact, I know I have. Because when the grind gets in the way and you have that permanent mother deja vu, like you look at a dirty dish and a dirty pair of underwear and you think, didn't I just wash that yesterday? And I'm pretty sure I did. I just wonder sometimes, is am I going anywhere with this motherhood thing, or am I just steering in circles? And you know what? It's then, when I'm in the middle of the tedium, that God lovingly reminds me that steering my minivan and then ultimately steering my family is the most important thing I can do. And that He wants to help me do it. Because when I let Him help me, then I truly have power steering. I know, isn't that cute? But, you know, it's hard. It's a hard job, isn't it? He knows that. I mean, okay, well, getting the job wasn't so hard, okay, but I mean, think about it. You know, you have to pass a test to get from one grade to the other. You have to maybe apply for college, maybe interview for a job. You have to audition for a husband. They call it dating, but it's really just auditioning. But motherhood, you know, it's a little, and there you go. The job is yours. You can drop out of school, you can quit your job, you can hide from your husband in the other room, theoretically. And but being someone's mom, that's big. And that's forever. That's forever. And it's awesome. You know that passage about a man whose quiver is full is a blessed man. And a quiver is something that holds arrows. And for me, three is full, because I'm still quivering from the last birth experience 15 years ago. But when you think about it, those children are arrows that you have in the back that you are to shape and to sharpen, and you do this one day, and you send them out into the world. And that's what you're supposed to do. And it's tough. Shaping and sharpening is a big job. But here's the cool thing. You shape them. They shape the world. That's huge. You know what? The next time someone asks you what it is you do, don't just say, I'm just a mom. Because we've all said that, haven't we? Who has said that? I'm just a mom. You're a world shaper. And don't take that for granted. Because you know what? It doesn't just affect you or them. It affects generations to come. You send them out. The morals you instill in them, the values you impart to them, the behaviors you model for them, and most definitely the words you speak to them will far outlast you. Think about that. It can affect history. My oldest son is a cadet at the United States Air Force Academy. And someday, because of the values instilled deep within him, he will protect you and your family while you sleep. My other two may rob you while you sleep. Sharpening to do on those too. But we all do. So let's do it well and without distraction, shall we? Yep. So I want you to listen for just a second. No, actually, I want you to listen the whole time. But anyways, just for a second. The next peanut butter and jelly you have, for the millionth time, see it as a power lunch. And the next kind of uncomfortable talk with your adolescent about making good choices, make it a power meeting. And that next trip in the family car can be a power trip. Because whether your hand is rocking the cradle or steering a minivan, moms rule the world. Thank you, moms. You have been an awesome audience. Thank you.
Well, certainly some valuable insights, great encouragement, some great laughter as well for the tired, worn-out moms listening today here on Mark and Friends. That's Christian comedian Sally Baukey, and I love that illustration taken from God's Word as arrows, you know, as you shape your kids. Dear friend, you shape the world as you send them out. That affects generations to come as we send them out. So the morals that we instill in them, the values that we impart to them, the behaviors that we model and everything can affect history. It's a wonderful reminder, even for me as a non-mom, as a dad, of raising our kids. And so we need that encouragement every now and then that, you know what, we don't have it all together. I certainly don't. We don't. And praise God for his grace as well. So, friend, hey, if you want to go back and re-listen to today's message, if you're part of the Great News Radio family, just visit greatnewsradio.org. Or if you're part of the WLUJ family, just visit WLUJ.org. Click Mark and Friends. Well, friend, I'm going to hang my headphones up and enjoy the rest of my Thursday. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. Hands and feet of Jesus.